Thank you for joining us this Thursday evening, and we want to bless you, but most of all, we want to bless our wonderful Lord. He's so good. He never fails. He's never, ever anywhere where he shouldn't be. He's just wonderful. And right now we're depending on him to be here because we can't make it without him. Brother Freedom's totally dependent on him. We're just going to pray right now. Father, thank you for touching us. Thank you for anointing us. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a mighty way. Lord, just give him great ease and great success in you today that he might be able to proclaim whatever's on your heart. That's what he wants to do. He wants to proclaim what's on your heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we just thank you for you are so special. Father, it's what a privilege, mankind, to be able to meet them face to face someday, the one that created them. What a mighty privilege. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, for your loving kindness, for your faithfulness. We thank you for all the miracles in our lives we don't even see happen, but you take care of us. You go with us. And Father, we're so thankful and we praise you this wonderful day. We thank you, your mighty hand. It's not short. You cannot reach those who need your touch. And I pray this night that you'll move upon the people of America this night, throughout the world, wherever this word's going. I pray that you'll enlighten them this night by the moving of your mighty hand. I pray that you'll come down in their homes, in their wherever they're at, where they're gathered. I pray that your presence will be felt there. I pray that you'll minister by the Holy Ghost. Be real to every heart. Touch them in a mighty way. Set them free. The anointing will break forth the yoke. We claim that anointing among them this night in a wonderful way. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe we're living in the time when the fulfillment of the Word of God. And in the 21st chapter of Luke, I'd like to start off, and there shall be signs. It tells us that there's going to be signs in the sun, the moon, and all these things. Out there, you probably, I don't know if you remember, but here where we live, they used to have billboards along the highway. And used to have Burma Shave and different advertisements. And as you go down the highway and say, oh, look at that. It sort of intrigued you as you go down. And then they might some little catchy. But God is just full of signs about this time. The Bible, 24th chapter of Matthew, they ask Jesus, what do the signs be? And he goes down pretty much the same as Luke. He said, these things are going to come to pass. There's going to be wars and rumors of war. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be heartaches. There's going to be many things. But we do know that things are changing now so rapidly that it's changing actually almost day by day. I've seen here just a place that had been flooded for the last week. It's going back and flooded again. I feel for the people. I feel for the unsaved people. I feel for the whatever you are, I feel for you because we're privileged right here where we are to have a nice weather as we have. We need to just praise God and thank Him. There's places, it's just one thing happens right after another. Floods, earthquakes, all these things, but what are their signs? Those signs are out there vividly to let you and I as God's children say, hey, this sign, that's saying what Jesus talked about. Jesus said we need to prepare for that day. We need to be awake. We need to shake ourselves and come out of sleep and we might be ready for that day, for that day is at hand. And I believe it's closer than a lot of people believe. And this here is another scripture. Not too many people have ever said anything about it, but the 21st chapter of Luke, the 14th verse, it says, settle it therefore in your heart not to meditate before what ye shall answer. I believe that's the church right now. In the third chapter of Revelation, it says, what the Spirit speaketh unto the church. And the seven churches then, there was something wrong with most every church. But I believe if God would come down right now and look in every church, there'd be something wrong. A lot of it because there's no move of the Spirit. And then I think that God would say, hey, that's just playing church. Now, I remember my wife, her and her sisters, and their little brothers, they like to play church. They had an old sewing machine, old treadle type, and that would be their organ, and they'd get out there, and they'd sing and praise the Lord, but they was playing church. But I truly believe we can play church. We have to put our heart into what we want to do for God. Like me, if I was going to play baseball, I wouldn't be a good candidate. I liked it used to years ago, but especially I am now, I wouldn't fit. There's nothing in my chemistry that's right. My son's a coach. He'd say, Dad, you're not qualified. Before we even started, I wouldn't even get to, I don't have the right qualifications. What is us as God sure? What makes us qualified? What qualifies it? Just think about that. What qualifies you to be called a child of God? Jesus says that you must take up your cross daily and follow after Him. But that's what the Bible says. And Jesus says, he that cannot forsake mother, brother, sister, brother, family, more than me, is none of mine. And these are what Jesus said. These things that Jesus discussed, we didn't take them to heart either. Jesus says we're not to hold off one to another. We're to forgive. We're not to hate, but we're to love. We have to learn to trust. And these are what we should be as for attractive to for a child of God. But this actually God's nature. What is His nature? See, when we was a sinner, the Bible says, ye have to quicken who are dead in trespasses, then were ye once all according to the course of this world, according to the principality of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. And it says in times past that we have all been there. But see, when Jesus came in our heart, He washed us. He took our sins and put them in the sea of forgetfulness, and they was washed clean. And see, that's a starting point for us to start with. It's not a point to stop in. A place to start, and that's just the beginning point. And most of us, we have the ending point. We're going to wait till Jesus comes, and when the great trumpet sounds, we're all going to change in a twinkling of an eye, and we're going to be just like Him. Well, that is something to that, but there's something about we got to change our heart over to that time before that. I truly believe it. God, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christ came, Jesus came, gave His life, gave us a plain, vivid way that we can walk in. But I still think the Old Testament's got lots of God's laws, how God thinks. And He talks there that obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is not breaking the laws. And we can take the law itself out here and just, you say, we're not on the law no more. That's right, we're not. Jesus broke it. Jesus paid in full that we didn't have to have that bondage anymore. But truly, our lives should bear those same fruit. We should be a vessel of highest integrity, of love. Oh, kubashida, the glory of God is upon us. And we should love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all within us. And I've been on church boards, but they didn't want no move of the Spirit. I seen they had some little hateful things. One person says, well, that's my organ. I'm gonna make sure I get that organ. She played the organ. Real hatefully, the way she said it. Those things go along with the old man. See, when we come to Christ, Jesus, we'll come a shit of the glory. There should be a new man. He's born. If you put an onion in the ground, pretty soon that onion starts coming up. It sprouts. Pretty soon, if you get the right moisture and the right temperatures, it starts going to have onions. And so with potatoes, the same way. And then the fruit trees, every year they have a new crop. That's growth in what's planted. And I cannot believe that God would not have said it, that we have to grow in what we're planted. God so loved us so much that He gave His only Son, Jesus, that it's our part of it to want to do what He wishes. If He went so far to take us, to cleanse us, to set us free, why should we in our hearts go back and say, well, we don't have to do nothing? We just sit here. And there's people that believe this way. And there's people that say, well, they should do more, but they don't do more. Because I believe that God, I say this with reverently, but we cannot worship Him only in spirit. I know that Kamashita, there's no way Kamashita, you can't get into His heart without that way. 30 years ago, the Lord gave me a formula to start on where I can get to know Him. Every time I got behind the steering wheel of that truck, the company I worked for probably fired me if they'd known it, but I drove better. But I prayed in the Spirit. And I believe that praying in the Spirit does something that nothing out of anything else will accomplish. It is something dynamic. It's something Kamashita. It's something that gives you insight. It sets your heart on fire and brings the Spirit of God upon you. You're alive in the Lord. And I don't know any other way that will keep you alive in the Lord but coming into His presence. I think the most reverent way that we can pray is in the Spirit. Because it's His Spirit. Now, does it make logical sense that that would be probably the way it is? I know it works that way too. And the other way, it gets as dry as last year's bird's nest. I mean, it's so dry. This dry. And then when they go home, the people that serve the service, they'll even argue. I've seen this time and time again. And they'll fret. They'll do everything. And they'll just have been in a prayer meeting. But it's because the Spirit's not energized in your spirit. Where the Spirit of God, how come she, the glory comes upon you. The Spirit of God, it's life. And that life is power. That life is wisdom. That life is life-changing. And we must develop that for a reason. That God's children will no longer be castaways, but they're going to walk victorious. They're going to walk in the glory world. They'll walk in liberty. You know, stands to reason, because I tell you, when the Spirit of God lays upon you, I know this by reason, because I've went through it. I can pray for a sick person, and I know if God tells me to, they're going to get healed. No question about it. If I was out here just in a normal prayer, I'd say, I would never really know, because God can't even speak to my heart. It's sort of like we're blocked off. I heard some pastors say it, and what they said, there's no one that we can talk to God. Well, that's right. If you don't get the Spirit, you can't. That's right. He's got a language and we don't know. That's why it helps you, because He comes in and the old man is not crying no more, because He washed away all those old sinful things, those disgusting things that have bogged us down in this world. And the old man is no longer a citizen of the Lord. Where our citizenship is in this world. We start praying in that heavenly language, but you gotta make sure it's praying in the Spirit too. You just can't get out here and say some bunch of, and I know there's people that do that, and that's not praying in the Spirit. That's against God. That's making a mockery of God. That's mocking Him. That's worse than you ever did nothing. But this is what's available. There's people that do that, and then there's other people that don't do nothing, and see, that's where we are. And where we are, the Lord's coming. And what's going to happen when He comes here and He finds us where we are? We're in confusion. We're confused. And the Bible says when there's confusion, there's every evil work. Breaks my heart that there's going to be people that's going to miss heaven. And I'll tell you another thing. We all need the joy of the Lord. Brother Freedom's not bragging. But when I had the stroke that I had, I was so happy, and I've thought about this since, there was no way I could be happy if it was by the Spirit. I was so happy, and people thought I was drunk. I was happy, I was just happy. I didn't care about nothing. God took me home, I was ready. Oh, I feel like there's something right now. When I do right, the Spirit of God comes in my mind, and it's just like, I can't explain it. It's like He says, okay, my son, I'm letting you know that everything's okay, what you're doing. The glory. And you cannot find this any other way, only through the privilege of the Holy Ghost. He is that way. Well, each one of us are different, but that's the avenue you're going to have to go to get to Him. And for you to get straightened out. You get your kinks out, and then you can go to work for the Lord. You go God's speed, not your speed. When He says do it, you'll do it. If you don't say do it, you sit there and wait. We don't do something when we don't know. We're having done all to stand. We stand. But we're standing on through faith. I'm believing that God someday is going to let me work. Till He says that, okay, I just sit here. I'm resting in You. I'm resting in You, Lord. I just love You. I'm just waiting for You. I'm waiting on You because I love You. That's what it talks about, that rest in Hebrews. Coming into that rest. I see in the natural, I don't know how, but there must be something. But natural, the men, I've seen them, pastors get so wound up. It has to be flesh. The flesh appeases. The flesh is, there's something about the kinky old flesh that stirs up the wrong, actually the wrong motives. And I tell you, I know what happened. It breeds pride. It breeds the big head, haughtiness, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power of, it says, from such, turn away from, O man, O woman. You're going to have to turn away. And God gives us the right pattern. He says, come seek Me and I'll bless you. I will renew a right spirit in you. I will take away thy stony heart. I will renew and give you a heart of flesh. That's by His flesh. He'll take that stony heart. And that old stony heart, it'll be a flesh of love. Oh, come and see that. God, let me see. See, Satan is full of counterfeits. God is the genuine. Everything that God got is the genuine. Satan comes to destroy, kill, destroy, and steal the church. When a person gets saved, the first thing he's going to do is try to get that person unseated off of the, where they're headed, and to let them just sit down and do nothing. And pretty soon they're down there and they're doing nothing. And they've lost their joy. I've seen it. There's no more love. They lost that joy. They lost that presence. See, with God, you got to go all the way. It's like engaging a train, hooking all those drawbars up, all got to be connected. They got to be locked in there. They cannot, even though they got some play to work with, they have to be locked to keep that train together. And that's where we are. We have to stay locked in the Spirit of God. The anointing has to be up. The shelter, the peace of God, the power of God, the holiness of God, that we'll walk in His wisdom, in His counsel. In ourselves, we walk away. I'm going to say something, I know it's right. We deliberately walk away from God. Because our own flesh takes over. And our flesh pretty much appeases us. Oh, you know, I'm Dr. Rubborn, and I'm Madam Butterfly over our here, and I'm just doing so good for God. You know, God, you know, He's going to stop all these prophecies because of me. No, He's not. You're a deadhead. You need to have the life, you need to be a livehead in the Spirit. Dead to the Lord is no good, but dead to this world, yes. That's reversing. God wants to be alive in His power, but dead to the things, the cares of this world, that they no longer exist in our life. They're like hidden. They're way back in the history. They've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we've been set free by Calvary's cross, and we have the Spirit of God, the glory of God has washed by Jesus' blood that we've been set free and we can be more than overcomers through Him which loves us. We're more than conquerors because of Christ. I thought today about, you know, the Lord always makes us equal, more than equal. See, I don't know how to explain this, but if you was going to go down here and you could buy a car for, we're just going to say it's Lord's car. The Lord's car said it's going to cost us $40,000. Most of us wouldn't have the penny. That's why God wants it. He'll make up whatever shortage you have in your life. He'll make all the shortages. All the shortages. You're not going to have nothing over because you can't brag about it. But He's going to take care of you. He's going to keep you exactly. You'll never have any shortages. You just have to keep on going on, going on, going on. There's no shortage with God. In His presence, full of joy, in His right hand, pleasure evermore. It's a delight to move with God. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my, this is all of us, all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house. Oh, come, what a revelation. In the house of the Lord forever. That is going to be the revelation. We read the 23rd Psalm, it's a revelation. Exactly. Those stiff heads, you need to wake up. It's revelation. That God says, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down and green. That's a revelation. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. And he really does. And there's no lacking in him. He makes it just for you do it by prayer. He says, I'll supply your every need. You don't need more than that. It's like me. He takes care of my needs. I ain't got nothing. I don't want nothing. I got my health. No. Not better. My... Oh, come on, see that I'm a I say thee before thee this day, my people. Hard times are before thee, my ones. But I wish to be by thy side. And I say, what this one has spoken to you, I will make up the differences all the way through. If you'll lean not on yourself or on your own understanding, but you'll lean toward the God of heaven, the God that has saved you, the God that has made thee, you'll look to me. I'll set you free. And you'll be more than conquerors through me, which helps you. I'll help thee through the times of struggles. But I say, for most, it's going to be a hardships. There's going to be heartaches. I said many will take their lives. You'll see many epidemics of great diseases, of troubles, and there'll be a multitudes of confused minds. Minds that'll be Satan-inspired. Minds that'll find no rest, and they'll go out and try to do all the havoc they can do. I say these are before you. These things are going to come to pass. I say, my people, be not afraid, for I shall be by this side. If thou shalt believe, thou wilt be gone before that time elapse. My people, be ready. Look not of this world. This world has nothing that you need, my people. You need to have your full eyes upon the Lord thy God, the one that you should love with all your heart. If you'll love me, my people, I will keep thee. I will strengthen thee. I'll uphold thee. I'll visit thy heart and I'll bless thee. For I'm looking for those who will seek me. I wish for my people to attire themselves with my strength. I wish for my people to be strong in the Lord, their God. They need to be strong in my virtues, strong in hating sin, strong in loving the benefits that come from my mighty hand. I shall strengthen those this day if they will seek me, and I shall provide for them. I will keep them a power that's beyond the imagination of mortal men. I'm here to help thee in a mighty way. Be not deceived or be not afraid, for I will keep thee. I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. My people, look to me. Search for me. Have enthusiasm for me, dear God, and I'll bless you. Love me with all your heart, and I'll touch thee in a mighty way. Seek me, and you shall surely find me, saith the Spirit of God. The Lord's coming soon, and we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. And how we stay ready is staying close to our God. God has given us the Holy Ghost that lives within us. He's given the framework of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And we have a leadership team that's unequal. It's unbeyond. And he even gives an angel charge over us and keep us all on our ways, lest we would even dash our foot against a stone. He's here to help us. The Spirit of God's here. But with him, we're more than conquerors through him. Which one greater is he that's in us than what's in the world? When we see what God has for us, we should not be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power. The fearful, unbelieving, they're not going to make heaven. We need that our trust is fully on God. God is making it where we have to go His way. He's making it. If we miss that, we're going to miss heaven. I pray that God's people out there, wherever you are today, you'll come seek God, call upon Him, search for Him, pray, seek His face, because He's that everlasting love that you need, that hope, that great hope. There's no other hope except God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, there, and Jesus, the Godhead, the Spirit of God alive in our hearts. We need to keep our heads high. We need to not have any distractions. We need to keep our minds stayed on Him, because we trust in Him. We need to keep our minds on the Lord, and we need to keep any negative thought out of our minds. Anything that's negative, we need to, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I don't allow it, and God will bless you. I believe it's a time that we need to arise. It's a time to seek God. It's time to walk in victory. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. I pray all the world this day, wherever you are, if you have a problem, please call us, but God is the answer. The Lord God is from heaven, is here to heal you. Jesus came that you might have life, and you might have more abundant life. He set forth the comforter, and He shall abide within you and keep you till that time when Jesus comes from the cloud of glory. I believe that Jesus is coming very soon, and we need to be ready, and that day could be today. I believe that all things are actually fulfilled, and our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we should be prepared, ready for that day. God bless you all. God bless you. I love you all. Pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Clint, close.
We just had another miracle because Brother Freedom came in and he didn't have one idea in the whole wide world what God wanted to do. But we've seen the Holy Spirit just fill his sails up gigantic with the Holy Ghost. And this was a great message, wasn't it? God bless you all out there. I hope you listen. Run this back to the beginning and listen again. Thank you, Father. We just praise you again and again for you never fail us. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.